The unemployment rate for young military veterans has climbed as high as 27% in recent months, far higher than the national average of about 9%. That spurred both of Alaska's senators to sign onto a bill that would help vets get jobs when they leave the service. The legislation, named the Hiring Heroes Act, would require broad job skills training for all service members returning home. Washington State Democratic Senator Patty Murray is the main sponsor. She warned at a press conference outside the Capitol today that without action, America's veterans risk being left behind.
I just think it is inherent upon our generation today to say, what are we doing to make sure that the servicemen and women who come home from Iraq and Afghanistan 20 years from now have had a great career, have been able to take care of their families, and don't end up homeless or on drugs or alcohol abuse or become a generation lost.
Alaska Senator Mark Begich is sponsoring a range of legislation aimed at easing the transitions of veterans leaving the war zone and returning to civilian life. But he says making sure vets can get jobs is a crucial piece of the puzzle so they can provide for themselves and their families and find self-worth.
There is family issues, there are medical issues, there is care that's necessary after. That may not be as visible because it's not physical, it may be as mental. As here, it's about jobs and employment. And it's really trying to put all these pieces on the table and saying, okay, we recognize they are a huge asset for us as a country. They fought the wars. Now we have to make sure the services are available for them.
Begich and other senators were joined at the legislation's launch by Eric Smith, a two-tour Iraq war combat veteran from Baltimore, Maryland, who can't find a job. Smith served in the U.S. Navy as a hospital corps man, but has been told by hospitals he doesn't have the right civilian certifications. He pointed to one job at a hospital that was far less rigorous and difficult than his Navy service, but he still didn't get it.
Unfortunately, despite my knowledge and experience, I was ultimately disqualified from the position for a lack of civilian equivalent certifications. I was disappointed by this outcome. However, I was more frustrated by the reality that graduation from Naval Hospital Corps School, in which I was trained, and years' worth of experience provided me with no certifications that translated into the civilian world.
The vets' bill would start studies to identify the equivalent between military and civilian certifications and skills. It would also provide training, counseling, and other services for vets as they look for jobs.